Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep. Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So, when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today on the podcast, we're talking all about money raising and how tons of companies are raising millions and billions of dollars. Currently, there's a lot of investment still going on in the AI world. We're going to talk about Miriam Mirati and also Harvey AI and their current fundraising. So before we get into that, Jaden, why don't you tell them about our school community?
Every single week, Jamie and I record an exclusive piece of content. We put it over on our school community. So this week, Jamie broke down how he's using ChatGPT, a bunch of other AI tools, and essentially his whole workflow that he's using to scale a brand new business and career that he's working on. So if you're interested in growing and scaling your businesses, your careers with AI tools, this is the number one community I recommend joining. It's $19 a month. There's over 300 members. And we just give away all of this, all of our secrets, all of our prompts, all of our software, all of our workflows. Anytime I'm on Twitter, I see some crazy piece of alpha, some person doing some crazy thing, I go test it out in my own company. If it works, we'll share it here. If not, you don't hear about it. So if you don't want to have to worry about scrolling through endless hours of Twitter for AI news and hacks, subscribe to the AI Hustle School community and you will just get the condensed version of everything that works. It's an amazing community. People share kind of what they're working on, their projects, and it's just stuff that you don't get anywhere else. It's behind a paywall, so it's a select group of people. You're not worried that the entire internet's going to see it, but you get some really, really juicy tidbits. So go check it out. There's a link in the description if you're interested. AI Hustle School community. All right, let's go to, first off, I want to talk about Miriam Mirati. So she famously left OpenAI. She's going to start her new thing. Everyone's like, what the heck is it going to be? She raised some money. And while we don't have like this like kind of banger definitive product that has come out of her AI lab that's like taking the world by storm, what is taking the world by storm is that she keeps raising tons and tons of money. So will she come out with an incredible product? No doubt. She's so famous. She was, you know, kind of, she was literally the CEO of OpenAI at one point for a day or two while Sam Altman got kicked out. And so, yeah, she has a lot of clout in the tech community. And because of this, she just raised $2 billion at a $10 billion valuation. That's a lot of money. So I think overall, she's going to make something cool, but I don't know exactly what that's going to look like quite yet.
Yeah, so the startup is called Thinking Machines Lab. So I'm going to take a stab at it. This is my guess.
Okay.
Could be totally off. I just saw recently, actually, Gemini is releasing a standalone AI model that can be run locally. So the idea is basically for robotics in the future can run local AI models instead of having to rely on the internet and a server. Wondering if Thinking Machines, quote unquote, is along the same lines. I don't know. What do you think?
That, I mean, very well could be. I feel like sometimes maybe with some of these companies where they're just like, they're raising, it feels like they're raising on clout. They raise a ton of money. She also, for what it's worth, she's attracting some really top AI researchers that are like, okay, we want to work with her because she's a legend. She's starting this company. She keeps doing these big raises. So it feels like kind of the early days of OpenAI. They want to get in on it again. This deal was led by A16Z, Andreessen Horowitz. And they also had some participation from Sarah Guo's Conviction Partners. So this is going to be interesting. We do not know what's being developed here, but this is not their first round. Like this is their second, or I guess this is their second major round of funding that they've done. And so, yeah, I think there's a lot of money going around and I'll be curious to see what they come out with. Okay, since we don't have that much information about it, but it was just a crazy eye-watering $2 billion, we had to bring it up. What we do have a lot of information about is Harvey AI. This is an AI company that has been around since ChatGPT came out, is one of these kind of early startups. It's for legal tech, for lawyers, and they leverage AI. And this one also raised a bunch of money at the beginning. But 4 months after they had a $3 billion valuation, they raised it $3 billion. This is 4 months ago. They have now grown to a $5 billion valuation. So they're still only half of what Miriam Marotti was, and she doesn't even have a product yet, but she's a legend, so she can raise that money. They have an actual product, tons of lawyers, tons of law firms using it, a lot of revenue, and they're raising off of that. If I had to pick, I would pick to probably own Harvey AI, if I'm being honest, because it's like a proven track record. Miriam Marotti, we don't know what she's coming up with. I'm sure it's going to be great, but like I do just love to see an actual, or if I had to pick to invest in one, I probably would invest in Harvey AI, although Miriam Marotti would be a bigger lottery ticket, so that might be exciting. But they've raised $300 million, so like a fraction. Miriam Marotti just raised $2 billion. They've raised $300 million. They've been around for so long. They're making so much money. They have about half the valuation of her company, but they just raised much less. This is their Series E, by the way, as well. So this is led by Kleiner Perkins, top VC firm. They also have a bunch of their existing partners, including OpenAI and Sequoia and a bunch of other people, all kind of like pitching into this. So this is right after they just did $300 million Series D. So now they've done a $300 million Series E. So they're raising the same amount of money as last time, but their valuation just went up a bunch. So this is interesting. They're also getting a ton of new people. So they're 3 years old, and they have about 340 employees, and they're going to double that with all of their funds. So this is a company it's serious, and it's helping a lot.
Yeah. And I mean, it also lists in the article that they have 337 clients, it looks like right now. So 337 legal clients who are actually using their software. And that maybe doesn't sound like a lot, but I'm sure there are these, you know, large firms who are, you know, bringing in hundreds of millions of dollars each year. So they're going after the big fish, I'm thinking, you know, that would be my guess at least. And I'm sure that it's a pretty, very expensive, you know, software to be able to use, but also has a really great use case. So do you think they'll ever try to reach like smaller firms as well? Or do you think they're trying to like tackle the big fish first? What do you think is their like business model here?
I think if they truly have like some serious alpha to give to lawyers, they're going to do the 80-20 rule and try to find the 20% of the biggest firms or that generate the most amount of money, work with them and just charge them a real big premium. Eventually they might go to everybody. But I think that's kind of like who their target audience is. And if you think about it, like lawyers can make insane amounts of money. And if they're, you know, if this is something that helps them significantly, they'll spend a lot of money on it. I think of, there's like this funny meme in Arizona where I recently moved from, where there's this lawyer there, and I swear he has purchased like every billboard in the entire state. It just all says call Raffy, and there's this like meme where it's like you're entering Arizona, and it's just like a big billboard of this guy Raffy. I don't know. he's an injury attorney, okay? And now I'm like literally promoting him to the whole nation because he bought every single billboard in Arizona for like years. It's crazy. In any case, did he buy every single billboard in Arizona for years? These lawsuits can make like $100 million for some crazy, you know, if some massive company gets sued for some massive breach, they can have multi-million dollar payouts, massive payouts. And the legal team, if there's like a really good case, a lot of times they'll take a commission on it, or they'll say like, hey, we'll represent you pro bono and we'll just take like 60% of whatever you make. Oh, you made 100 million? Sweet. Here's 40 million. You're happy. We get 60 million to buy every single billboard in Arizona for like the next 3 years. We're happy. It can make a lot of money. And so I think Harvey AI, finding those people, finding the top attorneys and firms, they can get a lot of money for their products if it's really going to help make a big difference in those lawyers' lives.
Yeah. It's funny in Michigan where I am at, there's a guy who has one same thing. And, but his slogan or his tagline is just, we win a lot. That's like his, that's all he has to say about himself, which I think is funny. But anyhow, I would agree with you. I think if I were to invest in something, I feel like this seems like a pretty concrete use case for AI, and you could see like where it's going. I just even looked up the Thinking Machines website, and it's just very, cryptic, and I don't know. I understand, like, she's a very important person and makes good things. So yeah, maybe more of a gamble, but maybe a higher payout. Who knows?
Yeah. And I mean, speaking of it, like, Harvey is actually making like revenue, and it's pretty impressive. They have annualized run rate revenue of $75 million in April, and that's up from $50 million just earlier this year when Reuters was reporting on it. So, like, they're growing very fast, going from 50 to 75 in a number of months. You know, that's like that's a 30% boost. So I think, yeah, this is going to be a pretty massive company. I expect to see it growing. And like you mentioned, as soon as they start targeting, I think, a more broad audience, it will, it'll just continue to grow and they'll see some incredible revenue. So Myria and Harvey, both very interesting companies that have raised a ton of money this week. We'll definitely keep you up to date on all of them. But that being said, if you have a burning passion or desire to start some sort of software company, there could never be a better time. There's all sorts of tools out there for vibe coding. And if you want to try all of the top AI models on one platform for $20 a month, I got to plug my software startup, which is AIbox.ai. There's a link in the description, but I have, I built this. It's in its beta. I would love for you to test it out. And I've put the top 40 AI models on there. You can pay $20 a month, get access to all of them instead of having to pay $20 for all of them. And you can chat with all of them in the same chat, compare them side by side. There's a ton of cool features in there. So check it out and let me know what you think about it. Thanks so much for tuning into the podcast. We appreciate you joining us today and hope you guys have a fantastic rest of your day.